All right, we'll call to order the Stevensville Town Council meeting for Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. Call the roll. Councilmember Holcomb.
Here.
Councilmember Gibson.
Here.
And Councilmember Vick.
Here.
Councilmember Shuri.
Here.
All right. If you'd please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. We have the approval of minutes. There are three sets of minutes before you tonight, April 25th, May 13th, and May 23rd. Ms. Holcomb.
I move that we approve the minutes for April 25th, 2019, May 13th, 2019, and May 23rd, 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Gibson to approve the minutes for April 25th, 2019, May 13th, 2019, and May 23rd, 2019. Council discussion. Ms. Holcomb.
I'm not trying to bring up anything from the past, but I just want to make it reflect what actually was said in a letter that was read at our April 25th meeting. It was stated that Jerry Phillips' resignation was due to the continued fighting within the town of the Stevensville Council, when actually the letter stated due to the continued infighting within the town of Stevensville. It was not with the council. And he also said, I would like to thank the town council for the opportunity of serving as a council member. So I just want to reflect that in the minutes.
Okay.
That's what it was actually said.
The record will be corrected. Further discussion from council on the minutes? Any public comment? All right, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Shuri.
Aye.
Councilmember Vick.
Aye.
And Councilmember Gibson?
Aye.
And Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Thank you. All right. Next item of business is approval of biweekly claims. You have before you tonight claims 15371 through 15404. Mr. Gibson?
I just have one question. I know it's not that much money, but on 15381, it reads that it was for an oil change of the filter for $135. That seems rather high. Is that just for an oil change and filter? I mean, I can go get it done for $48.
Mr. Underwood's pulling the invoice for you.
Yeah. There's something about repairs down below that says 602, and I don't question that, but it just says oil change and filter, $135.92.
Actually, I can only write so much into that area. So
it's on page 2, 15381.
One of the chargers.
Yeah. Well, just for the future, you might want to look at that. I mean, I think that's pretty high for a oil change.
Okay.
Well, unless it was an emergency or something.
No, and it sounds like there was a fuel system inspection done.
Fuel inspection including oil change and filter.
So he did an inspection.
That was $70, and then the cost of the oil filter, $13, and the oil was $3.
It just looks kind of.
It does.
And
it looks
only, you only get, with that program, you only get so many characters. And
okay. Are there any further questions on the claims or a motion to approve? Ms. Holcomb?
The HDR engineering, the annexation, the study to annex Stevensville Y. Mm-hmm. I know the previous council myself approved a study, but we paid them on 6/11 $3,226.66, and now we're paying them almost $7,000. I don't think we put that much in a budget for the study. And this is over $10,000 that we have paid them so far, or will be paying them so far. So I'm a little confused on how much we actually budget, because I don't think we budgeted that much.
There was $10,000 in the budget for it. We received the bill, and they understood that they went over budget. This completes the project. So the study is wrapped up.
Okay.
We have a draft report that's ready to be brought forward to council. They're making some finishing touches on some of the clarifications we asked for out of the draft.
Okay.
So you should have the final product before you very soon.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Further questions or a motion to approve? Councilmember Holcomb.
I move we approve of the biweekly claims 15371 through 15404.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Vick to approve the biweekly claims number 15371 through 15404. Any further discussion from council? Public comment? All right, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Gibson?
Aye.
Councilmember Schur?
Aye.
Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. There are no administrative reports or guests tonight. Nor do we have any correspondence, so we'll jump right into public comment. Public comment is an opportunity to comment on anything under the jurisdiction of the town of Stevensville or on tonight's agenda. Please make sure if you give public comment that you, at any time tonight, that you sign the sign-in sheet located next to the door so that the clerk has an accurate record of who spoke. Step to the podium, state your name and address for the record. Public comment. Mr. Adams.
Mark Adams, 319 College Street. I have here a copy of a post that was done addressing my comments to both the treasurer and the mayor, of a post that was done on the city's Facebook page. It says, Town of Stevensville, Ravalli County, Stevensville, Montana, statement of activities for the year ended June 30th, 2018. On the left-hand column, it has government operations. And it should show everybody what I'm reading. And under general government, it's $179,223. Public safety, which I believe is police, fire, EMS, am I correct? $563,379. $563,000. I am under the understanding that those numbers are not accurate. But since we don't have time for a full board discussion tonight, I will be in tomorrow morning, and you can show me, first of all, it's more than double what the budget was for that fiscal year for both fire and law enforcement. Now, $563,000 is way over budget. Was it approved by the council? If so, then there should be some budget amendments out there somewhere. I'll need to see those tomorrow morning. And also, I hate to say this, but $500,000, the people of Stevensville are getting screwed. Thank you.
Further public comment?
Can I just ask a question? Was this for 18, you said?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas, do you have public comment?
Yes. Craig Thomas, 4189 Amber Lane, Stevensville, Montana, 59870, have hangar at the airport as well. Welcome to the new council members. I would like to give you a little bit of history on some recent activities that are occurring at the airport. We have an opportunity to receive some funds from the federal government. This came up very suddenly. They allowed us a constricted timeline. We've been working hard to meet these things. I was trying to get this on the agenda for this, but I only came in 48 hours ahead of time instead of the correct time, so I'm making this as public comment. What happens is there's an opportunity to complete a 15-year planning process for the ALP. We have been minus an airport board representative from the council for several months, and a treasurer and clerk, and Brandon Dewey, the mayor, has been covering for everybody. It's been an excellent correspondent and representative of the airport through the FAA. He's had to do several things that were difficult to get done since, like the SAM for the federal government, so that they could actually give us money. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Brandon. Now, with this timeline, we're going to have to make a bid award, or a bid, the bid opening will occur on the 28th of August, and we will need to have a council there. There is also an application for a signed application package that will have to go out, and I would like to ask the council if they would consent to a special meeting to address these issues on the 28th of August, because it's my fault, I was late getting on the agenda. But this will complete. This is about $1.8 million project at the airport. We have to match funds of $180,000, and it would start on the 15th of April, 2020. There was a pre-bid opening this morning at the SRE building. Look at this. All of this work has been not to the council because we have nobody to talk to, and we usually don't bring these things to the council until they are final. So we're just asking you that you would consider having this meeting so that we could proceed with this activity. It would be the conclusion of about 15 years worth of work for us. It will rebuild a taxiway, two aprons, and a midfield taxiway at the airport. Thank you very much.
Sir. Any further public comment?
My name is Don Lorenzen. I'm a resident of Missoula, but I have a hangar up at the airport. I serve on the airport board along with Craig and several others, and here to advocate for what Craig just mentioned. The airport's been a great asset to this town. As you know, the fires 2 years ago, it was tremendous to have that support of that facility. And we continue to endeavor to improve the airport to better support the Forest Service and some of these fire situations that arise. And so, again, I'd like to just advocate for a special meeting so that we can complete this we were given short notice to react to this situation. So we're kind of asking, in our ineptness, the lack of a 7-day notice, but if you could really help us out, it helps the airport, helps the town. And just a side note, as Craig mentioned, Brandon's been doing a tremendous job working with us, and we look forward to having a new council member working with us. Thank you.
Further public comment? Ms. Cadwick.
Leslie Cadwick, 509 Mission Street. I understand from the audit that there are some questions still from last year's audit. And I just wondered how you plan to address the items such as the visa receipts. And do you have those receipts and have they been turned over to Strawman Associates? Also, what salary are you asking for the next fiscal year? And where is that salary coming out of? And is it true that you would like a car? Just ask her.
Give a list of the questions. I'm happy to answer them.
I will give them to you afterwards.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you. Further public comment. Ms. Howell.
Victoria Howell. I'm here as the treasurer of the Stevensville Civic Club. I just wanted to formally thank the town for the tremendous effort for Creamery Picnic this year. The fabulous Creamery Picnic. I don't think we had any problems of any kind. We had a huge turnout from people all over the valley of Missoula. In spite of a really bad storm on Friday night, we were able to continue, and the efforts of all of the people in the town, public works, the police department, the fire department, the administration, everybody was just so helpful and pitched in. And we needed that this year, and it really made a difference. And so I just wanted to thank you all on behalf of the Civic Club.
Further public comment? All right. Move on to new business. There's no unfinished business to discuss tonight. New business item A is discussion decisions to nominate and elect council president for the remainder of 2019. As the council communication indicates, with the resignation of former council member Michelson, that leaves the council presidency as a vacant position. And so we seek to replace that and have someone fill out until following the next election. Ms. Holcomb.
I would like to make a motion to nominate Steve Gibson to be council president for the remainder of 2019.
Okay. Is there a second to the nomination?
Second.
Okay. Are there any further nominations? Okay. I'd entertain a motion to elect Steve Gibson to serve as the council's president for the remainder of 2019.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Sheward to elect Steve Gibson to serve as the council's president for the remainder of 2019. Council discussion. I presume you accept the nomination.
I do. I appreciate it. It's a kind of an honor. Thank you.
Okay. Any further council discussion? Public comment? Okay. Easy enough. I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Vick.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Sheward.
Aye.
And Councilmember Gibson.
Well, I don't know. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. New business item B is discussion decision to appoint a council member to serve on the airport board in accordance with Stevensville Municipal Code sections 3-33. As indicated by the airport board chairman, they're short a representative from the town council. This agenda item seeks to appoint one of you to that position. Who's up? Councilmember Holcomb.
I move that we appoint W.C. Vick to serve on the airport board in accordance with Stevensville Municipal Code 3-33.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Gibson to appoint Councilmember Dempsey Vick to serve on the airport board in accordance with Stevensville Municipal Code Sections 3-33. Council discussion. Sound good to you?
I accept.
Great. No further council discussion? Public comment. Okay, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Sheward?
Aye.
Councilmember Gibson?
Aye.
And Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
And Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to new business item C, discussion decision regarding the mayor's appointment of a council member to serve on the park board. This one's a bit different than the rest of the boards because the park board is established by resolution and it states the council representative is appointed by the mayor. However, this one I yield to the council to decide who serves on that board. This is a vacancy left by Councilmember Barker. Councilmember Holcomb.
I move that we appoint Councilmember. Yeah, I'm going to rip your name up.
I'm fine. It's okay.
Sure. To the airport park.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Gibson to appoint Councilmember Patrick Sheward to serve on the town's park board. Council discussion. Public comment. You're on board, Patrick?
I am.
Fantastic. All right. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Gibson?
Aye.
And Councilmember Sheward?
Aye.
Item D, discussion decision to appoint a council member to serve on the Planning and Zoning Board in accordance with Stevensville's Code, Section 2-312, Subsection A. Same drill. Councilmember Holcomb.
I move to appoint Councilmember Gibson to serve on the Planning and Zoning Board in accordance with Stevensville Municipal Code 2.312A.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Sheward to appoint Councilmember Steve Gibson to serve on the Planning and Zoning Board in accordance with Stevensville Municipal Code, Section 2-312, Subsection A. Double duty. Council discussion. Public comment. All right, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Sheward?
Aye.
Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Gibson?
Aye.
Great. Boards are full. Next item is discussion decision to approve Stevensville Airport's land lease for lot number 9, block number 6. The airport board has signed off on this lease for the new land lease for and construction of a new hangar. I believe it's a new hangar on that lot. Nonetheless, they've recommended approval of the lease. It's their standard boilerplate lease. Councilmember Holcomb.
I move that we approve Stevensville Airport land lease for lot number 9, block number 6.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Sheward to approve the Stevensville Airport land lease for lot number 9, block number 6. Council discussion. Public comment. All right. Oh, sorry, Craig, your hand was slow. Go ahead.
That's Costa Rosa, and he operates a Magneto rebuilding company. I believe he's in Missoula now, building a new theater. The father's going to build a hangar, the son's going to inherit it, carry the business forward. They have 7 permanent employees, operate internationally. Would be a great addition to our airport. We currently have about 68 employees scattered around up there, so this would raise it over the 70 mark.
Any idea when the hangar construction will take place?
In the spring.
Okay.
In the spring. This will allow him to complete all the paperwork.
Sure.
And at least pay his infrastructure fees and those things. And then he'll do the planning with more severely through the winter, begin construction in the spring.
Fantastic. Thank you. Any further council discussion or public comment? All right, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Sheward?
Aye.
Councilmember Gibson?
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilmember Vick?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item F is discussion decision to approve the construction of an aircraft hangar on Lot 6, Block 3 of the Stevensville Airport. This is a existing land lease where they've just leased the property. Where the hangar is proposed to set. Now they're ready for construction. In fact, construction had commenced, and they were unaware that this needed to go through a process, and so that construction has stopped until this process works its way through. I imagine they'll commence right away as soon as approval is sought. And so with that, I'd entertain a motion to approve the construction of an aircraft hangar on Lot 6, Block 3. Councilmember Holcomb.
I move to approve the construction of an aircraft hangar on Lot 6, Block 3 of the Stevensville Airport.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved by Ms. Holcomb and seconded by Mr. Vick to approve the construction of an aircraft hangar on Lot 6, Block 3 of the Stevensville Airport. Council discussion. Public comment. All right, hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Vick.
Aye.
Councilmember Gibson.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
And Councilmember Schur.
Aye.
All right, next item is item G, discussion decision to schedule a preliminary budget presentation for the town council. As you're aware, the budget committee has met and we're ready to roll a preliminary budget out to the town council for formal presentation so that you folks can deliberate on the preliminary budget. So we'd propose it, you know, at some date next week, and it happens to coincide that the airport needs a special meeting next week anyway in order to accommodate the bid opening for their project. So based on your availabilities, I'm open to a date to schedule the preliminary budget presentation to the town council.
So, Mr. Mayor, you want to do these two meetings together. Somebody requested August 28th, but you're requesting August 26th.
What we said in the council communication was preliminary budget is being prepared and would be ready for presentation on or after the 26th of August. We'll have it ready by the 26th for you.
And what day of the week is that?
A Monday. Right. Yes. The airport is seeking a bid opening on the 28th. And so my proposal, or my thinking would be, if you didn't want to hold two meetings next week, and you just would rather have one meeting, we could easily take care of those two items at one meeting on the 28th, if you're okay with that. We can meet at probably 7 o'clock is the easiest time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do have a couple requests, ma'am,
sure,
regarding that. I went through some of this, and I know it's a lot of work, but maybe we could start with that meeting with just a summary of some basic ideas.
Yes.
For example, what the actual budget was and what was spent.
Mm-hmm.
Breakout personnel from operating.
Sure.
I know there's been some discussion about sometimes overtime wasn't included. But obviously, I think we need to see the salaries because there's going to be a proposal, some proposal for pay raises.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume those pay raises would be reflected into the actual salary, not including overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd appreciate having that information. And then, of course, what the revenue estimate overall increase is.
Sure.
And where those areas lie.
Sure.
You know, because I don't think, and again, equipment and operating expenses, whether it's a car for the police or whatever, that needs to be broken out. And I'd like, and we don't have to do it this meeting, but I think it's going to go along with the budget. I've talked to you and I've talked to some other people, and along with this planning and the budget and FTEs, and it is true, my understanding is that the town of Stevensville is leaking 14 million gallons of water a month. Is that correct?
Roughly.
And where we're at with that issue, I mean, I'm not a water expert, but that's pretty serious. And you know, whether we're going to have to do something or not, but I think we need to have that discussion regarding the budget,
mm-hmm,
and what our plans are, whether it's a contract, whether it's a part-time employee. I mean, that's pretty serious. And I mean, could it affect the sewers, the septics? How much money are we losing? how much is it going to cost? Does it need a storage tank? And my understanding, this has been going on for some time.
Yes.
You know, I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. 14 million gallons of water a month in a town this size is pretty serious. Mm-hmm. And there could be a major cost down the road. So I would like to have some information that include that in the budget talk.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
The budget, preliminary budget, will look much different from what that document will. And the way it breaks down the categories of at least some of the expenditures in a division way is it shows the salaries and benefits, operating costs, capital outlay, and debt service. Are those adequate?
Yeah.
And then there's one more category.
I don't need a name, but I need a title.
Right. A category of here's what we spend on personnel, because, here's what we spend on stuff.
Because when we get to the revenue estimates and what the budget is, I mean, whether it's a 3% or 2% or
sure.
a combination, I mean, we need to know that amount with those particular salaries. And if we can, again, break out that overtime.
Absolutely.
Something because whatever the decision is made regarding the police force, we got to know what the overtime is.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll also include fund balances and trends so you can see over
sure.
a period of time how the balance of each fund has performed.
Sure. Thank you.
You bet. Further discussion. I'd entertain a motion from council to schedule the schedule a special meeting for a preliminary budget presentation and airport project bid opening for 7 o'clock on August 28th.
I make a motion to hold it that day and at that time.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved by Mr. Vick and seconded by Ms. Holcomb to schedule a special council meeting for preliminary budget presentation and airport project bid opening on August 28th at 7 p.m. For the council discussion. Public comment. Mr. Thomas.
Yes, sir. Could we schedule the airport, the bid opening, the beginning of the contractors here? And they can
yes, we'll do that first.
Okay, and then there is also with the airport, there's this application form that you must complete, the council must complete that before we can do any further.
Mm-hmm.
If that could be part of it as well.
Yep, we'll coordinate that with Tyler. Make sure everything that needs to be on the agenda is there. Yeah.
Thank you,
Ben. You bet. Any further public comment? All right. Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Councilmember Sherrod.
Aye.
Councilmember Gibson.
Aye.
Councilmember Holcomb.
Aye.
Councilmember Vick.
Aye.
Great. See you on the 28th. The next item, more of a discussion item than a decision item. But since we're in the midst of a budget and we have a lot of change going on anyway, thought maybe it'd be advantageous to at least have a conversation regarding our office space here at Town Hall. Certainly, Councilmember Holcomb is no stranger to the conversation of how Town Hall currently, how the facility works and operates in regard to the space limitations that we have. One of the conversations that came up amongst the staff was the police department's desire to bring on another officer, and where might that officer's workstation be in this building? The space that they currently have behind this wall is already maxed out. It's tight. There was also discussion at the budget committee meeting about the possibility of, as the town grows and we bring on staff for planning positions, and even Parks and Recreation, these other, you know, as we grow in staff, we need places for those people to work. Previously, we've brought forward, at least two years ago, we brought forward a proposal to purchase a building, land in a building, in order to move the administration out of this facility and leave this facility strictly to public safety. Council at that time wasn't interested in undertaking that sort of an endeavor. And so the question was asked, well, what if instead of purchasing space or moving into a new building and purchasing that, if the council would entertain the idea of sending out an RFP to lease space, specifically for the mayor's office and the clerk's office, to ease the pressure off of this building for public safety. Obviously, we don't want to send an RFP out without council being in the know of what's going on. I wanted to know if you would entertain that idea at all, or if you wanted to have, if you had any other ideas as to how we can address this as we move into a new year with additional staff and the constant strain on this facility. One example, and Robin's heard this before, is one example of a challenge we face is Wednesdays during court. Happens to be one day out of the week, but that's one of our bottlenecks is when court happens in this room, the rest of the building is impacted by it, and if they're in here for 4 hours in the morning and a few hours in the afternoon, it's difficult for staff to utilize the kitchen for their lunches or to discreetly use the restrooms. Fire department doesn't necessarily have access. They have to use the exits outside. If that happens to be a day that the building inspector is in my office with me, we share a space, and I need to have a meeting with an employee or with someone not involving the building department, then I can usually use the interview room in the police department. But that doesn't work if they're holding an inmate in that room because they're supposed to be in court. So then we have these dynamics that where we're trying to shuffle people around from room to room and still juggle all the things that need to happen. If a member of the public comes in to use the restroom, we have to drag them through the police department in order to use the restroom if court's in session. That's one example of what a Wednesday looks like in town hall, and it's truly chaotic. Especially any other day, if there's a meeting going on in here and you have trying to help a customer with a zoning issue up front, it's hard to, you know, with sound barriers as well. We're just outgrowing this space. We will continue to outgrow it. We've had this challenge for years. We continue to remodel and try to address that, but we can only deal with so much square footage. So with that, I'd love to hear your feedback.
Well, I guess first of all, you must have floor plans of this building and the actual square footage, mm-hmm. and maybe too what you're proposing and how much square footage. I mean, I don't really know what leases are in the town of Stevensville. I mean, I think it's a discussion for the budget, but we need some more preliminary information. I mean.
And I don't know either what leases run for a square foot of what would be professional office space.
Do you have any idea what square footage you're looking for?
I think it'd be comparable to what we're in now as far as what my office and the front clerk's office is currently, because those would be the people impacted by that, which would then open up that space for the police department. So it would be relative to the space we're currently in, because we're not looking at expanding the administration's footprint.
Well, I think to start with, I would just ask the staff to, whenever you get to that point with the budget, that you do a presentation and say exactly how much additional space you think you need and get some preliminaries as to what that actually costs to lease. I mean, we could make a decision without that information.
No, I don't expect you could. And that's where the idea of seeking a blessing of doing an RFP first to kind of get a sense of what's even available. I don't even know what's available in our community as far as space-wise.
Well, what you mean with an RFP, though, if you're doing an RFP, you're asking for a bid, but if you're not, right. We're not
obligated to take
the bid. Yeah, well, I think the first thing is to determine what space we need.
Okay.
How much. What square footage, and for who, and go from there.
I have to agree.
Very well. We can easily compile that and incorporate it as part of the facilities plan in the budget. It's easily insertable. So, anything further on space requirements from the council?
So, just one more.
Sure.
So, besides the police, Who's all located in this building? Because I assume water and sewer, they're located someplace else?
So the water and sewer, the public works, the outdoor staff, the public works supervisor and the assistants, the outdoor staff, they have a facility located down at the sewer plant. But their billing clerk is here in this office. The town clerk is here in this office. The finance officer is here in this office. And the court clerk is here in this office. The two building inspectors and myself share an office. The chief of police, the police clerk and the police officers share space behind this wall. The fire department has space upstairs. And the judge is out of this building as well. So everybody but four people are in here.
So there, how much space is upstairs? Is that all full?
It's a meeting room for the fire department and an office and a workout room for firefighters. And so the upstairs only covers from this wall that way. So half of the building. But we'll have staff drop some rough figures to kind of give you a better idea of the concept, and we'll go from there. Great. Thanks for entertaining the conversation. Appreciate it. All right, we'll move into the executive report. Staff and I are working, as we've already discussed regarding the preliminary budget, working hard to get that document ready for presentation, and we will have it ready for your meeting on the 28th. Despite turnover in both staff and council positions, we are on track. It's our goal anyway to adopt a budget within the next 30 days, depending on how much input the council provides. That's our goal. I appreciate the consistent feedback that I've received from the department heads and members of the council on the proposed budget so far. And also, I think it's important to thank the budget committee for the work that they've put into building the budget that will accomplish some pretty good things for Stevensville in the coming year. Mr. Underwood has been steadily working on the slew of work that currently exists in the finance department. We've realized some glitches in our Black Mountain system that have hampered progress on reconciliation, but he's demonstrating great problem-solving abilities, and his dedication to getting it right is admirable. He's doing very well there. The swimming pool will switch to a reduced schedule of activity as we enter the school year, which is something new we're trying. The school year seems to be happening earlier in August this year than it ever has. And so they're going to try for a week opening up for adult swim at 2:00 and have open swim after school so that if kids after school want to go swim, they can. Other than that, it's been a successful summer. We ran some quick numbers just to kind of see where the swimming pool sat. Currently, their operating deficit is about $2,500, which is not much compared to what the swimming pool has cost us in the past. We know that that pool runs at a deficit and doesn't make us any money, but that low of a gap is pretty good, and we'll incur more expense as we wrap up August. To speak to Mr. Gibson, some of his concerns and regarding the water system, we continue to work with HDR on those issues. And we're working to narrow down what our leakage is, as well as the future planning for wells and water storage, because we're looking at the pumps and whether those pumps should, instead of a useful life being calculated by years that they're in the ground, perhaps we need to be looking at a useful life of the gallons they produce or the hours that they operate, which would be entirely dependent on leakage. If we leak too much water, we produce too much water, that comes at an expense of how long our pumps have to run. So that's something we're looking at in the capital improvement plan. Currently have spare equipment on the shelf should we unexpectedly have more challenges in regard to our well fields. So the storage project is something that's been kind of shelved for some time as the water fund gains some reserve to pay for it. And we're ready to pull that off the shelf and see what kind of storage we really need to get into. Of course, it's hard to pinpoint how much storage we need when we're leaking so much water, because that may be water we don't need to necessarily store. Police department plans to hold coffee with a cop next week on Thursday here at Town Hall. That's usually held at, I think, 10:00 in the morning. They usually do coffee and donuts and do a little presentation. So council members who haven't had a chance to attend that yet, I'd encourage you to go to that. It's always informative. Advertising for the vacant SRO position has commenced, and so we'll run that for some time and see what kind of response we get. Public Works has wrapped up the cleanup at Veterans Park after the kiosk construction, so grass seed will be down, and we'll get that grass regrown. Hopefully, with the wet weather, that'll help. Zoning compliance has been restarted. I acknowledge that we've kind of neglected the zoning compliance issues in our community over the past couple of months. We're now reinitiating some of that and getting some letters out to folks addressing the issues that have been brought forth by both public and noticed by staff. And so we'll continue to work on those issues as the resources are available to do so. But a big help to that has been getting the clerk trained up on some of the things that included in her job. The clerk has also been working with Geodata Services, which was the company we contracted with to conduct our market analysis for Stevensville. And they're working on some mapping software and training Monica in that mapping system, which we've realized now will help us in areas just outside of the market analysis, but will help us in public works and in police department and mapping the issues that we can, you know, help demonstrate what's going on in Stevensville. So we're looking forward to that project wrapping up and how we can utilize that tool. As I indicated previously in an email to council, Dan Clark is willing to join us for on-site council training on September 5th. And speaking with a couple of you, it sounds like the afternoon of September 5th works best. So if September 5th is an okay date and we can do it from like a 1 o'clock into the rest of the day, then I think what I'll propose to Mr. Clark is that he still come in the morning and work with the staff members, since we have so many new staff. I think we can do a refresher there with them. So it sounds like September 5th works for the two of you, and you're still evaluating your calendar.
Well, I didn't want to do it at 7 o'clock at night. So
it's in the afternoon. We'll start around 1 o'clock. Is that okay? All right. I'll go ahead and contact him and make sure he hasn't booked that date yet. And then, as some of you are already aware of it, in case you're not already, the MLCT, League of Cities and Towns Conference, is being held in Billings, October 1st through the 4th. That's a conference that hops around the state. Last year it was in Butte. This year it's in Billings. I imagine next year it'll come back to the west side of the state. A number of staff and I plan to attend that conference. It's very informative. For those of us that primarily work in the executive branch, and there's opportunities for council members as well. So if any of you are interested in attending that, we're happy to accommodate accommodations we need.
Mayor, have you already approved that, the number of people voting?
Yes.
How many is it?
There are five of us total going. Four staff members and myself.
And the cost, the registration, you pay mileage, motel.
Correct. In total, I'd say it's roughly $2,500, split by the departments that those employees come out of, or are typically paid out of. So we have it included in the preliminary budget. This is one of the two large conferences. The other one would be the Municipal Institute that's hosted by the local government center. And that one last year was in Bozeman. So if you miss the September one, there's always, and the May one is also geared toward elected officials as well. So that covers the executive report. Town Council comments. Ms. Holcomb.
I just would like to say welcome. At least I'm not sitting here by myself.
Excited.
Well, you weren't all by yourself.
Yeah.
Those are nice signing. Further council comments.
I've got something as soon as I sign this. Really
okay.
A couple months ago in May, our mayor, Brandon Dewey, made a statement about playing as a team and made a comparison utilizing a recent NHL game played by the San Jose Sharks and the Colorado Avalanche. Make it short, while it is easy to blame the team for playing without wanting to win the whole game, we as fans still held on for our team, still pulled for them. I was in a similar situation on January 7th this year for the 2018 College Football National Championship game. And anyone that knows me knows that I love college football, specifically the Alabama Crimson Tide, and I am still to this day surprised that law enforcement did not come to my house as a result of a loss to the Clemson Tigers of 44-16. But to this day, I'm still a Crimson Tide fan. Today, as a new member of the team, or as a new member to the team known as the Stevensville Town Government, I ask that our citizens give us time to adjust to our new roles. To quote Coach Nick Saban, we're not going to talk about what we're going to accomplish. We're going to talk about how we're going to do it. These words remind us that when we are presented with a task, we do not need to do the same thing over and over again until it is too late, but discuss how we are going to perform the task set for us. Remembering President Kennedy's words, the time to fix the roof is when the sun is shining. We have a new team in a familiar uniform. Just as we pull for our Stevensville Yellow Jackets, we should lift one another up and not belittle or put anyone down. We are the example for the future of Stevensville, and how we act now determines how our posterity will perform in the future. One last quote from Coach Saban. What happened yesterday is history. What happens tomorrow is a mystery. What we do today makes a difference. The precious present moment. Roll Tide.
Okay. Here are the council comments. All right. I don't hear any board reports because, well, we know the board's having members. Yeah. So we'll forego board reports tonight. And I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Please adjourn. Thanks, everyone.